We've all heard of the profound connection Padre Pio shared with our Lord Jesus Christ, evident in his stigmata. Yet, some aspects of their union ran deeper, beyond the visible signs, straight to the heart. Stay tuned to hear Padre Pio's personal testimony and the promises Jesus made to those devoted to his Sacred Heart.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's testimony is drawn from the book Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, Letters, Volume 1, comprising letters written by Padre Pio to his spiritual directors. Within these pages lies a captivating account where Padre Pio describes the mysterious merging of his heart with that of Jesus. Now, as many of you know, this month, the month of June, is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, during which the faithful are encouraged to deepen their devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through prayer, reflection, communion, and a willingness to return the love we have received from Jesus back to Him. So, to inspire us to deepen our devotion and love to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, let's delve into the significance of Padre Pio's mystical experience. In a letter dated April 18, 1912, Padre Pio wrote to Father Agostino, "When Mass had already been celebrated, I remained with Jesus in thanksgiving. Oh, how sweet was the dialogue with heaven that morning! It was such that even though I want to tell you, I cannot. There were things that cannot be translated into human language without losing their profound and celestial meaning." Padre Pio then tries his best to describe what he experienced. He shared, "The heart of Jesus and mine, allow me to use the expression, merged. There were no longer two separate beating hearts, but only one. My own heart disappeared like a drop of water lost in the ocean. Jesus was its paradise, its king. The joy within me was so intense and so profound that I could not contain it, and tears of joy streamed down my face. When paradise is poured into a heart, this afflicted, exiled, weak, and mortal heart cannot have it without crying." With this simple and humble account, Padre Pio illuminates one of the greatest gifts a soul can receive from God: a profound union of wills and affections. In this mystical moment, Padre Pio experienced a fusion with Christ Himself, echoing St. Paul's words, "I am crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." In this divine communion, a remarkable fusion took place. Jesus' interests became Padre Pio's interests, and the sorrows of Christ's heart resonated within the stigmatized saint. Now, we may ask, what then are Jesus' interests? Well, to give glory to God, to save as many souls as possible, to honor His Mother, and the elevation of mankind through sanctifying grace. And, reflecting on Padre Pio's life, one cannot help but see his unwavering dedication to these very interests. Now, as we reflect on this month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it would be appropriate to mention St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, to whom Jesus entrusted the mission of spreading devotion to His Sacred Heart. Jesus showed her the wonders of His love, telling her that He desired to make them known to all mankind. Jesus requested to be honored under the form of His heart, and made 12 promises to those who embraced this devotion, and made an effort to return his love. These promises include providing all necessary graces for their state of life, establishing peace within their homes, comforting them in times of affliction, offering secure refuge throughout life, especially in death, showering blessings upon their endeavors, offering sinners boundless mercy, igniting fervor in lukewarm souls, assisting fervent souls in their journey towards perfection, blessing every place where his heart is honored, granting priests the ability to touch hardened hearts, inscribing the names of devotion promoters in his heart for eternity, and finally, ensuring final perseverance for those who receive Holy Communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months. So, as we conclude, I encourage you to embrace this profound devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, inspired by the remarkable experiences of saints like Padre Pio and Saint Margaret Mary. Through their lives, we witness the transformative power of the boundless mercy that emanates from the heart of our Lord and Savior. In the spirit of deepening our devotion, I'll dedicate our next Friday video to Saint Margaret Mary, providing an opportunity to explore her remarkable experiences in greater depth. Until then, may we all strive to open our hearts to the infinite love of Jesus, finding solace, strength, and grace in His Sacred Heart. Thank you for listening, and don't forget our special offer for those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program during this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus 2024. And give at least £10, usually 20, will receive a booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers. Just click the link in the description below.